So, are you planning a hike this summer, maybe to get away from the news? You might want to listen up for a minute and consider taking a map, the kind printed on paper and carefully unfolded to reveal paths, elevations, natural features, because hiking organizations and rescuers around the country and across the pond in the UK are seeing an increase in injuries and rescues. Now, part of the problem is the sheer number of hikers on the trails. Hikers logging treks into the popular All Trails website went from under 2 million in 2019 to nearly 5 million a year later. But it's also because more people are relying on GPS apps like Google Maps for guidance. Wesley Trimble is with the Colorado-based American Hiking Society. Wesley, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And what, in your mind, is the biggest problem with GPS?
Yeah, I think there's a couple factors. People relying on phones in the great outdoors, you know, phone batteries can die. Sometimes phones are not very reliable in extreme weather conditions. And so American Hiking Society recommends that people take paper maps with them as a backup in case their phone battery dies or the app malfunctions or they realize they don't have service or the map downloaded on their phone.
But then let's zero in on the specific problem of GPS on phones, because this is happening around the world. We're understanding that GPS, for instance, on Scotland's Ben Nevis Trail, it shows the best route goes straight up. And people are going straight up, and it's a phenomenally difficult route. Someone told the New York Times, it's like skiing down a double black diamond ski trail. Are you seeing people getting in over their heads because they're following GPS?
We have seen a rise in that, and that is partially due to the nature of many digital like trail apps. Many of them rely on user-generated content. And so because of the crowdsourced content, it's not always accurate or reliable. Essentially, most trail applications out there use a variety of base layer maps. So whether that's Google or another open source application called OpenStreetMaps, these base layers are crowdsourced a lot of times. And then people upload GPX tracks of places that they've been. And there's really no way to verify whether or not those uploaded tracks are on designated trails. And so there is no way to verify how accurate that information is.
Well, we should say in New Hampshire, rescue and trail conservation workers are saying they're rescuing at least one phone GPS user a week. And in the case of Ben Nevis, a Google representative said, you know, people shouldn't be following that. It's just a dotted line. It's to demonstrate the distance from the parking lot to the peak, not the way you should go there. And they're warning people in Scotland, this is potentially fatal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best way to stay safe on trails is not rely exclusively on one source. And so maybe talk to some locals in the area, go to like an outdoor retailer if you're going to a national park, you know, talking to the visitor center. The National Park Service does have a great app for phones that people can download maps that are designed and made by the national park. So they're going to be much more reliable.
Well, but are you saying download and print it out? Because the other thing is we're hearing, you know, one New Hampshire rescuer said another problem with your small cell phone window is you can only see a small space. If you have a map, you can really tell where you are.
Yeah, so I've used a number of those different trail apps, and I have ran into situations where the trail app said there was a trail where there was no trail. You know, I remember moving into a new area and I was checking out trails, and I had been on two sections of trail before, and so I knew there was trail there. But when I was using one of these trail apps, it said there was a connection between them. But when I got to where it said these two trails connected, there was absolutely no trail connection. Apparently, whoever uploaded that information literally just hiked up like a 35-degree slope, which is, you know, problematic for risk of falling, but also is detrimental to the ecology. You know, you're trampling plants and going up a steep slope that can cause major amounts of erosion.
Yeah.
In most cases, a lot of trails don't have great cell service. Many of these trail apps allow folks to download maps onto their phone before they leave cell service or while you have like Wi-Fi connectivity. One time I was out hiking using one of these apps, and I was pretty positive I had downloaded the map before I left cell reception. But then when I was on the hike, I pulled the app up and it basically said there was no data or no map was saved. So luckily I was able to rely on a print version.
Well, a member of the Mountain Rescue Service in New Hampshire said many of the people whose lives he saves think a cell phone is magic. It is not. He recommends maps, but also the old-fashioned technology, a compass.
Yes, absolutely. But it's also critical to have the knowledge of how to use them correctly to be able to navigate them. We have seen situations where people will have a map and compass with them. They don't have the skills to be able to use them to navigate.
Okay. By the way, we talked about this popular All Trails site where people log on, seeing an increase of 3 million people from 2019 to 2020. I'm understanding that across the country, as many as 12 million new people joined the trails in 2020.
Yes. So the Outdoor Industry Association, or the Outdoor Foundation, puts out a report every year. And I believe there was a 12 million increase between 2019 and 2020.
What does that feel like? I mean, can you feel it on the trails?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially at trails that are closer to urban areas and populated areas, which is great because the more people who are connected to these special places, there's more people who value those spaces,
yeah,
that want to advocate and protect those places. But it also does mean that there's an added impact.
Well, and more rescues, we understand. Wesley Trimble with the Colorado-based American Hiking Society. Wesley, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.